Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray First, already in progress.
My goodness, I can't even think of all the different people, including myself, that I had back trouble to for years and years, and I finally just said, that's it, I'm not doing this no more. I repented of all sin, and I just, Dave has seen me do this. When I pushed myself up off of that car I was working on, I was bent over working on this thing, and all of a sudden my back is just out, and I can't pick up, or I start to try to push up, and I can't, and it's just killing me. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, Lord, do I really walk by faith? Does this really work? Or is this just my imagination? I said, Lord, your word has got to be real. It's got to be real. So I said, you said in your word that whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So I'm going to believe with no doubt in my heart that my back is healed with no pain. And I'm pushing myself up, and I pushed myself up, and I turned around to take that first step, and you couldn't have made it hurt any worse if you had hit me in the back with a 2x4. I mean, I couldn't hardly stand it. But I took one step, and I said, you devil of hell, you're out of here. Lord, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. It's done. 2, 3. And by the time I hit 3 steps, I had no pain in my back, and I was completely healed. And I've been pain-free of back all those years. God can do it any number of ways, can't he, Mike? You know, he can have, like Mike and Gracie, when Mike got his back healed, Gracie prayed over him, and I mean, and he was instantly healed in a heartbeat. That's all it took was one little prayer from his wife, and when she prayed that prayer, and they agreed in prayer, Mike's back had been out for years. Now he's completely healed. Scott's wife, she came to a healing school, or they came to a healing school over in Dallas. Came over there, and I invited, that day I had a unique word from God. I'm getting ready to preach, and the Lord says, son, I have a few of my people here that have pain in their body today. I want you to invite them up to the platform, and then I'm going to heal each one of them for you as you pray for them. I said, wow. I said, ladies and gentlemen, I just had an interruption by the Lord. I mean, I was going to preach something, but he told me he had some of you here that had pain in your back. So I said, or pain in your body. I said, if you got pain in your body, I want you to come up here right here to the front. And I expected 3 or 4 or 5 people. Man, there must have been 25 people, or maybe more. You were there that day, honey. You saw it. Yeah, I know, but anyway, you were there. And in fact, I remember Cheryl, she wasn't my wife at the time, but as people come up to get prayed for, she kept thinking, surely I got some pain somewhere where I can go up there and get prayed for. She wanted to be prayed for too, but she didn't have any pain, praise God. She couldn't find any anyway. And so I remember praying for people and praying for people and praying for people. And 2 hours later, I finally got everybody prayed for, and Kim, which her and Scott had come over there because she had pain in her back, but she was afraid that if she come up, I'd push her down. She had never been there before, and she didn't want to fall, so she would not come up, so she just sat at her seat, and God in his mercy healed Kim at the seat with no prayer spoken over her. She just got healed, and that's been 10, 12, 15 years ago, whatever, Kim. And you've been healed ever since, right?
Hallelujah.
Amen. So isn't God good?
Amen.
Now y'all wonder whenever I say, I guarantee. Now if God says when I pray, I got to pray in belief, total belief with no unbelief. If I have to pray in 100% belief with no wavering, how could I do that and say anything but I guarantee it's done?
Right.
Y'all understand that? How in the world could I say, you know, well, maybe I'm going to pray for you, young lady, but if it's God's will, maybe he'll take the pain out of your back. I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, sir.
I prayed in faith for you. And when I prayed in faith for you, she went to the bathroom, took those needles out of her back and praised the Lord. And you saw what happened. She's still happy. You know, my goodness gracious, she'll be happy for a long time. Right, brother? It makes life easier when you have no pain. I love it when there's no pain. Now then, she got healed, and I don't know. Do you want to give your testimony? The lady from California? Okay, well, come up here then. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. All right, let's hear it. Let's see what God done for you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor Terman, for helping me know who the Lord is. I had scoliosis all my life, and about 5 years ago, it got worse and worse until 2 years ago, exactly, it became so bad that every single move of my body was painful. Like when I'm standing like this, if I want to sit down, it took about 5 minutes to be able to sit down. And when I sit on the bed, it took another 5 to 7 minutes so I can lie down. And then why I was lying down, if I want laying on my bed too long, I want to turn right or turn left. If I move half an inch of my body, it was excruciating pain. So I thought I had to lay flat on my back for the rest of my life. So at that point, my sister found Pastor Terman's website, and she downloaded his teaching for me to listen. And I started listening to Pastor Terman. It made a lot of sense for me. So I decided to throw up all the medication, all the therapy, which was not difficult for me because all those things did not help. So what's the use of continue using it? Using them. So I throw them all away and just listen to Pastor's teaching all day long and practice his teaching. And I found one sin that I committed that I did not even know. So after I listened to his teaching and I looked deeply and I found and I confessed to the Lord and keep listening and practicing, and after about 2 or 3 weeks, most of the pain was gone. But I still had a lot of difficulty, like when I sit into a car, after about 5 minutes, my back was excruciating pain. And I still had difficulty with back pain and pain inside the spine. But I keep listening and listening and having faith and complete trust that the Lord is healing me. And it took a long time. Sometimes it go for months and I felt no change. And but then after about every 2 or 3 months, I look back, I found that there was improvement. And I just kept listening to pastors teaching all day long. And every few months, I look back, and I found my condition was better. And until that time, I was a nun. I lived in a monastery, in a Buddhist monastery. And after 8 months of listening to pastor's teaching, my condition was improved a lot. And I knew the Lord is healing me, and I decided to leave the monastery. Yeah. And it was very, very difficult for me because I was still very ill. I was so weak. I could not do anything. And if I leave the monastery, I would have no money. I would not have a penny in my name. And it was a very, very difficult decision. But I trust the Lord, and I did it, and I left the monastery while I was still very ill. The thing is, if I live in the monastery, the policy is they will support me for the rest of my life. And if I'm bedridden, the other younger sister would bring food to me and brought me to the doctor and do whatever. That's the policy. Very compassionate. But the Lord's first. So I left the monastery. The Lord has been supplying me with everything that I need, more than I ever dreamt of, more than I ever imagined. The time that I left the monastery, I did not even have any clothes to wear because I wore a habit in the monastery. No money, no clothes, no place to live. And the Lord has been providing me everything that I need. So if any of you have any difficulty if to live up to the code of conduct that he had it written out for us, don't be afraid. And he does not give me riches, but my daily bread and every single thing that I need. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
and
the
thank
Lord,
you, yeah. Pastor.
Praise the Lord, young lady. Praise the Lord. We love you. We love you. Praise the Lord. We love you. Do we serve? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do we serve an awesome God? Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for healing this little lady and all these others, Lord. Everybody that's given a testimony today, we realize that you are the God that does all these things.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray First, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.